And our focus this afternoon is on the U.S. Senate race here in Maryland. Prince George's County Executive and Democrat Angela Also Brooks is trying for the seat against challenger and former Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan. It has been described as a tight race.
A Gonzalez poll released this week shows Also Brooks with a 5-point lead over Hogan. Last week, an AARP poll found the two in a dead heat. 2 weeks ago, we chatted with Angela Also Brooks here on our show about her campaign. Now we're joined live by former Maryland Governor and Republican Larry Hogan. Governor, thanks for joining us. Off the top, let's talk about this latest poll from Patrick Gonzalez and, gosh, maybe just polls in general. This one has you about 5 points behind your opponent. What are your thoughts on these polls and what this latest one said?
Well, look, we've been working really hard all over the state of Maryland. The race is neck and neck, and the polls are going to continue to be very close, up or down or tied like the one was last week. I've said over and over again that I'm the underdog in this race. We're overperforming the top of the ticket by about 30 points, so we're pretty pleased with the success so far. But it's, as you point out, we've got two more months to go, but we're encouraged, and we're going to keep working hard.
Abortion rights, reproductive rights, they're front and center on the national level of campaigns. And also here in Maryland, as voters in November will decide whether or not to enshrine abortion rights in the state's constitution. Democrats charge that your philosophy on abortion is consistent with where the national Republicans have been, and your election to the Senate could mean a national abortion ban. What's your response, and where do you stand on keeping abortion legal?
Yeah, it's really sad to see, a campaign that's completely based on lies, and they continue to lie over and over again about this. But my record is very clear. Marylanders know me. I ran for governor promising to protect abortion rights. I delivered on that promise. We did it for 8 years. I've said for 30 some years I'm on the record opposing a national abortion ban. I've said that I will co-sponsor the bill to codify Roe, and I'm willing to co-sponsor the bill to protect IVF. So everything they're saying is completely false, and they're just trying to trick and scare women and use national DNC tactics that don't work, because my position is basically the same as hers.
We know that you said several months ago you wouldn't be supporting Donald Trump in the presidential election. Yesterday, former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a staunch conservative Republican, said she would vote for Kamala Harris. Will you do the same, and why or why not?
No, I mean, I certainly respect Congresswoman Cheney and her right to make her own decision. But, I don't think that either of these two candidates are the best people to be serving as president. And, I've said I wouldn't vote for either one of them.
It is no secret that the key to your unique political success here in Maryland has been your ability to gain support from independents and moderate Democrats. And you continually criticize the MAGA Republicans led by Donald Trump. But what do you say to those independents and Democrats who like you, who have voted for you, but they're willing to consider Angela Also Brooks because they're afraid of a Republican takeover of the Senate?
Yeah, well, look, I think I'm going to be that key swing vote that can stand up to the crazy on both sides, to the extremes of both parties. I think I will be a key voice and an important voice to try to get people to work together, which is exactly what I did for 8 years as governor. I left office last January with 79% of Democrats approving of the job that I'd done, and I'm going to be the exact same kind of person in the Senate that I was as governor. And, I think I'll be a lot like Joe Manchin, who just yesterday came out and was speaking very highly of me and thought I was exactly the kind of person that we needed in the Senate.
So in that vein, if Donald Trump wins the White House and Republicans hold the House and the Senate goes the way that it's going to could go, which would be 50-50, would you be willing to serve as a pure independent as opposed to caucusing with Republicans to stop a total Trump takeover of the government?
Well, it's not going to be a total Trump takeover. I've been the leading voice of opposition to Donald Trump for at least 8 years, and we'll continue to stand up for the people of Maryland. And then when I think is wrong, I'll stand up to the current president, to the former president, and to the next president. And I think being in that key role, I'll be able to stop crazy things from happening. And when I agree with them, I'll work with them. And when I don't, I won't. And, I was governor through three presidents, and I continually tried to stand up and do the right thing for the people of Maryland and things that I thought were right for the country. And I had no problem. I never caved and never had any fear of standing up, and I will continue to be the same way. We're lacking that kind of leadership in Washington, quite frankly. And we don't need just another kind of rubber stamp, typical partisan politician that's going to be politics as usual.
You have a debate coming up soon with Angela Alsobrooks. Give us a reason how you are very separate from her.
I think we're different on a lot of things. I mean, just if you look at our experiences and our records and where we are on issues, you know, we've got a crime plan that we put out. She's, you know, got, you know, one of the worst records on crime. We have skyrocketing crime out of control in Prince George's County with, you know, carjackings up 500%, murders up 100%. You know, we have differences of opinions. She wants to raise taxes at the federal, state, and local level, and I spent my whole 8 years getting Democrats to cut taxes in Maryland. I'm concerned about the economy and affordability, and, you know, I'm concerned about securing the border and fixing our broken immigration system, and she's not, and she refuses to cooperate with ICE and lets violent criminals out on the streets and supports illegals voting in national elections, which I don't think even Kamala Harris is for.
Former Maryland governor and Republican U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We hope we get to check back in with you before November's election.